Good morning. The storm that brought us the rain and snow earlier this week continues to depart over the Canadian Maritimes. However, it still has a grip on our weather with strong gusty northwest winds, plenty of clouds, and continued cold. We're starting in the teens and lower 20s this morning, but with the wind, it feels like it's closer to zero. And the wind will persist through the day today, keeping it partly to mostly cloudy, and we'll continue to see scattered snow showers, particularly downwind of Lake Ontario. But even across the mountains where the wind goes up the sides of the mountains, especially in Vermont, some parts of the Green Mountains could see several inches of snow today with this sort of setup. For the rest of us, just blustery and cold with in-and-out sunshine and temperatures topping out in the middle to upper 20s. Overnight tonight, the wind will tend to relax and any of the snow and clouds will diminish. And with a clear sky by tomorrow morning, most places back down into the teens. This will set us up for a much better day on Friday with high pressure and control, much less wind, and more in the way of sunshine. And with the longer days, readings will push past freezing and up into the middle and upper 30s. Another storm system moving through the mid part of the country will head toward the Great Lakes and eventually transfer its energy toward the coast by the time we hit the weekend. The exact track of this next system will determine what we get as it works its way from about the Delmarva Peninsula to position south and east of Cape Cod by Saturday night. Right now, it looks like a good part of our region will see precipitation in the form of some wet snow and or rain. Places that get snow could have heavier accumulation, so we'll be watching this one as it unfolds heading toward the weekend, but the threat period is mainly Saturday night into Sunday morning. Leftover snow showers on Sunday afternoon and back up toward 40 degrees for the early part of next week on Monday with a return to sunshine behind that system. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings have been issued for all of the Central Plains, the Missouri Valley, and Mid-Mississippi Valley for today and tomorrow. A strong low-pressure system moving out of the Rockies today and through the plains tonight will bring snow to the entire region. Snowfall totals of 12 to 18 inches will be common in parts of Kansas and Nebraska through tomorrow, along with gusty winds. Most locations will get at least 8 inches of snow. The storm will impact travel through the Midwest and plains, with Kansas City expecting 9 to 15 inches of snow, in Chicago even 3 to 5 inches of snow starting tonight. Check ahead if you're traveling. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Calgary, Alberta, Canada, at 5 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Lubbock, Texas, at 1:32 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility, mostly cloudy skies and fog, 6 below zero, with a northwest wind at 47 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 53 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies with flurries, 23 degrees, the dew point 12, 63% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 13 gusting to 20 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.89 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Falfurrias, Texas, to a low of 27 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and windy in the lower 30s, Boston, partly sunny, windy, lower 30s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 32 degrees, the low 24, the average temperature 28, that's 1 degree above normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday, still 7.2 inches for the month, which is 1.8 inches below normal, and 26.8 inches for the season, which is 16.3 inches of snow below normal. There were 37 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 805, and 4,281 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 19. The record high, 65, set in 1981, and the record low, 9 below zero, in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:35 p.m., 10 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with light snow or snow showers. Several inches accumulation possible in localized areas across the Green Mountains, highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clearing tonight with lows in the teens. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Partly sunny, breezy, cold today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. Snow showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with a few snow showers and highs in the mid to upper 20s. A snow shower this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine, giving way to some clouds late in the day, milder with less wind, more comfortable in the middle to upper 30s. Rain and snow shower Saturday, a steadier rain or snow in the evening and overnight, back down into the mid-30s for highs. Mid-30s on Sunday with leftover snow showers, mostly sunny, 40 on Monday, and a chance of rain and snow for both Tuesday and Wednesday of next week with highs in the middle to upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.